Why does milk reduce the effectiveness of antibiotics? Research shows that certain antibiotics can lose effectiveness when taken with milk, especially those used to treat bacterial infections. Oral antibiotics, whether in pill or liquid form, need to be absorbed into the bloodstream to work effectively. However, when taken with dairy products like milk, cheese, or yogurt, some antibiotics are not absorbed as expected. A study found that the absorption of an antibiotic called demiclocycline, brand name declomycin, into the bloodstream dropped by as much as 83% when taken with milk compared to water or a non-dairy meal. Demiclocycline is used to treat respiratory infections, such as pneumonia. Research published in the European Journal of Pharmacology discovered that when the prostate cancer drug estramustine brand name, Emcit, is taken with milk, it forms a complex with calcium, making it harder for the body to absorb. Another study, published in Acta Pharmacologica et Toxicologica, found that sotalol, brand name Betapasi, used to treat irregular heartbeats, also binds with calcium, reducing its absorption and effectiveness when taken with milk. Similarly, a study showed that when ciprofloxacin is taken with milk, blood levels of the drug decrease by about 30% to 36% compared to when taken with water. Ciprofloxacin is used to treat various conditions, from pneumonia to gonorrhea. Although there is less data on other dairy products, studies generally indicate they also reduce the levels of antibiotics in the bloodstream. Scientists explain that milk interferes with the absorption of these drugs because it contains high levels of calcium and magnesium ions. These ions can bind to certain antibiotics, forming an insoluble compound, according to Anastasia Shaw, an assistant professor at Touro College of Pharmacy in New York, who explained this via email to Live Science. Insoluble compounds don't dissolve in water, and if a drug can't dissolve in the fluids inside the intestines, it can't be absorbed into the bloodstream. As a result, when calcium and magnesium ions are present in the intestines, they effectively trap antibiotic molecules there. This reduces the amount of antibiotics entering the blood, diminishing the drug's effectiveness throughout the body. This interaction with dairy products occurs only with certain antibiotics, particularly those in two groups, tetracyclines and fluoroquinolones. It doesn't affect all antibiotics. To ensure antibiotics work as intended, patients should take them 2 hours before or 6 hours after consuming dairy products, Shaw advised. This minimizes the interaction between calcium and the antibiotics in the digestive tract and ensures patients receive the full benefit of the medication.